Hello again, you're listening to the News of One on Radio 1. As you heard on the bulletin, Justice Minister Francis Fitzgerald has announced that the government has approved the establishment of a commission of investigation to investigate certain matters relating to the Cavan Monaghan division of the Garda Síochána following claims made by the Garda whistleblower Maurice McCabe. The minister announced that Mr Justice Kevin O'Higgins, former judge of the High Court and of the General Court of the European Union, will be the sole member of the commission. We'll be hearing from whistleblower John Wilson and briefly from Minister Brendan Howland in just a minute. First, let's talk to our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Paul, this kicked on from the examination of these matters by senior counsel Sean Geeran, who made a number of recommendations. What then is included in the parameters of this investigation?
Well, effectively, Richard, all Sean Geeran's recommendations are included in the parameters of this commission of investigation. The government has decided to follow all his recommendations and has included every one of them. And they break down into nine allegations that the Gardaí didn't properly investigate nine cases of serious crime. And the commission will also examine how Sergeant McCabe's allegations of malpractice were handled by the authorities. Now, that's Garda Management, the Garda Ombudsman Commission, the former Minister for Justice and the Department of Justice. I suppose what is interesting in the minister's statement today is that it, for the first time, it names a priest who was at the centre of one of those cases, Father Michael Molloy, where the commission will now look at how that case was investigated, the investigation by the Gardaí of sexual offences and child pornography offences in the case of the priest. Now, Father Michael Molloy was from Cavan. He was a former hospital chaplain who had attended courses run by the Catholic Church in child protection measures. But shortly after attending those courses, he began abusing the son of a friend. He was subsequently charged, convicted and sentenced to 5 years in prison. Some of the other highlights in relation to the cases the commission will look at are specifically the case of Jerry McGrath, who is a convicted murderer serving life in prison for the murder of Sylvia Roach Kelly. But he first of all carried out an assault on a taxi driver, Mary Lynch, in Virginia, in County Cavan or near Virginia, in April of 2007. He was charged and granted bail on that offence. He then went on to abduct a 5-year-old child, where he went into a house in Tipperary and took a 5-year-old child out of the house and was caught walking down the stairs with that child. He was caught, charged and arrested and charged in connection with that, and he was granted bail on that charge, even though he had been on bail for the previous charge. And when he was granted bail on that charge, he then went on to commit murder, to kill Sylvia Roach Kelly. Now, the commission will also look at the management and the coordination of those investigations, particularly in relation to the question of bail.
And so there's all of these serious cases, and then you also have look at what's called the management and operational structure and resource allocation at Ballyburra Garda District.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear that there were serious problems at Ballyburra Garda Station and in the Ballyburra Garda District. And these were highlighted in the Geeran report. And Sean Geeran made a number of recommendations, specifically, for example, which the GRA have been concerned about, the number of probationer Gardaí that were assigned to Ballyburra Garda District. Because the problem with many of these, the investigations into many of these serious crimes, were that they were, in fact, carried out by probationer Gardaí, who are trainee Gardaí, and that these probationer Gardaí didn't seem to be properly supervised, and their work just wasn't up to scratch. There was also this commission of investigation will also look at a number of issues around resource allocation, the number of and experience of sergeants available to supervise and monitor the work of the probationer Gardaí, the absence of an inspector permanently allocated to Ballyburra, and the stability and continuity available at district officer level. Now, that's very interesting, because Ballyburra Garda Station was quite notorious, because in a 9-year period, there were something like 10 superintendents went through that station over 9 years. So you have an average of a superintendent going to that area, only spending a short time there, and then been posted to another division or another district. And that is obviously something that's going to be looked at in relation to how investigations were carried out and how they were managed.
Paul, thanks for that. Our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds. Now, the commission is expected to report within 1 year after establishment. There's been comment this morning from Brendan Howland, the Public Expenditure and Reform Minister. He was speaking in Cork, and he cautioned against anyone jumping to any conclusions about the forthcoming commission of investigation.
Now, many of these are allegations, and it should be said, are simply that, allegations that have to be fully and completely examined. Some have been examined already by a number of processes in one or two instances. So let's leave it to the Commission to determine the validity or not of any allegation so that the public mind can be put at rest. It we'll see what emerges. I think none of us should prejudge what the investigations will ultimately determine.
Brendan Howland speaking in Cork. And a short time ago, the whistleblower and the former Garda, John Wilson, gave us his reaction.
Correct, Richard. I very much welcome the establishment of this Commission of Investigation under Mr. Justice O'Higgins. And I very much welcome the fact that all of the matters recommended by Mr. Gearden for inclusion in a Commission of Investigation are included in the terms of reference. And can I also say, Richard, that I am calling on all members of An Garda Síochána who will be interviewed by this Commission of Investigation to resist putting loyalty to their colleagues ahead of honesty and truth. I believe that the victims of alleged Garda malpractice deserve nothing less.
Just to be clear, because we've just got this in the last number of minutes, everything that you wanted in the terms of reference is in the terms of reference.
Well, from the brief document that I have got here or that I have seen, I've had a few couple of moments just to scan over, Richard, and I can see here that I'm glad to see also that the government has accepted Mr. Gearden's recommendations in relation to the setting up of this Commission of Inquiry. And that all matters recommended by Mr. Gearden for inclusion in the Commission of Investigation are included in the terms of reference.
The Commission is expected to report within 1 year after establishment. Is that a realistic time frame?
Well, we want the facts to emerge, Richard. We don't want this investigation hurried.
Do you believe that the Gardaí who are involved at the centre of these allegations, and they are just allegations, that they will cooperate fully with this?
Well, they are duty-bound to cooperate fully, Richard. And can I just reiterate what I called for a couple of seconds ago, that I'm calling on all members of An Garda Síochána who will be interviewed by this Commission of Investigation to resist putting loyalty to their colleagues ahead of honesty and truth.
What, at a minimum, would you expect as a result of all of this when the job is done?
Well, I mean, my earnest wish is that we'll have a policing service that we can be proud of and that we can trust implicitly. I believe there are too many difficulties existing within An Garda Síochána at present that have got to be addressed and corrected. Too many bad habits, too many corrupt practices, Richard, unfortunately, and it gives me no great pleasure to say that. I was a proud member of An Garda Síochána for over 30 years, and I mean, I hope that, you know, as a matter of urgency, that all of these matters will be dealt with, and that we can have, again, to reiterate what I said earlier, that we can have a policing service that we can all be proud of.
John Wilson.